This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations out on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as GCN Live. And, of course, we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America. And we're also broadcasting on many of the leading independent stations across the country, and we thank you very much wherever and however you're listening to us, especially the internet and the live stream that's out there on many of our stations, as well as off my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the GCNlive.com website. Also on the Westwood One satellite, thank you very much to all those people over there. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, which starts out with the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and bulk mail haulers out there, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and, of course, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captains America. And, of course, you can find us on Amazon Music, on Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Radio Boomplay in Africa, Google, and also Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts to boot. So there you go. That's the many ways to be able to hear us wherever you're at around the countryside. Now, joining us from California IA, we have got Kyle Warren, who's been hanging in there, sticking with us all night long. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain. Hello to everybody.
They're on the porch. They were waiting for you. Actually, they were waiting for probably Mark, but he's not around, and we'll explain that in a minute. Okay, thank you, boys and girls. 81 degrees right now here in Tampa at the airport, mostly clear skies. Now, Mr. Mark Walters is on vacation this week. He will be in the Tampa area with me, and we'll be doing an event and a radio show together, probably his MonsterCast, a Sunday night broadcast, if not one of his daylight programs, daytime shows, Armed American Radio. But we will be doing that in a couple of weeks, so more on that to come, and we'll let you know about that. Now, Mr. Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And, of course, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, during the news, I saw something that was mentioned, which is just mind-boggling. Right now, former President Trump is involved in three cases, criminal cases, correct?
Right.
He's being charged with 78 felony counts in those three cases. Did you know that?
Yes, they're numerous, yeah.
78. Did you know that number?
Yes.
I didn't. That's astounding. And that doesn't count whatever might be happening in Georgia, which would be another one, which I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to bury them in costs and paperwork and whatnot with everything and anything they can think of. Now, a statement from the Trump campaign yesterday kind of said it all after the indictment out of D.C. on January 6th. He said, "This is nothing more than the latest corrupt chapter in the continued pathetic attempt by the Biden crime family and their weaponized Department of Justice to interfere with the 2024 presidential election, in which President Trump is the undisputed frontrunner and leading by substantial margins." Now, but they did wait 2.5 years to bring these fake charges right in the middle of President Trump's winning campaign for 2024. Why was it announced the day after the big crooked Joe Biden scandal broke on the halls of Congress? Why was it announced?
Good question. This is part of the Trump statement you're talking about?
Yeah, the answer is, and it could only be, election interference, and I'll explain. "The lawlessness of these persecutions of President Trump and his supporters is reminiscent of Nazi Germany in the 1930s, the former Soviet Union, and other authoritarian dictatorial regimes. Now, President Trump has always followed the law and the Constitution with advice from many highly accomplished attorneys. Now, those un-American witch hunts will fail, and President Trump will be reelected to the White House so he can save our country from the abuse, the incompetence, and the corruption that's running rampant through the veins of our country at levels never seen before. This finishes by saying 3 years ago, we had strong borders, energy independence, no inflation, and a great economy. Today, we are a nation in decline. President Trump will not be deterred by disgraceful and unprecedented political targeting." This is from the Trump campaign.
Well, certainly the best way to combat what the Trump campaign is talking about is, of course, to knock down these charges or to simply show that they don't hold any weight. That's going to be the challenge here. Some of these things, of course, seem pretty flimsy, but others may be a lot harder to try to get rid of with like a silver bullet, basically. But we'll see once they actually get into the argumentation of it.
Yep.
But Captain, we got some music, but I think
after
we know who
break.
These conspirators are.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Hold on. All right, we'll find out in a minute here. And I want to say good morning to Christine down there in Sarasota. Hope you're doing well. And George the Godfather, too. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, welcome everybody back to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Wednesday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and Dave Moss and Dave Jr. have done one whale of a job putting together this business and the way they take care of people and the way things are going. I will tell you that. Also, hardly a week has gone by since I've heard from people up there at Moss, and they give me a call the other day, and they say, hey, man, we got a guy coming in over the weekend. Maybe you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy to him. He's coming down here from Georgia to buy a vehicle. Well, I will do that once I find out when he's coming and which dealership he's going to. But Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and what they offer you. And, of course, it all starts with the after sale. And Moss Care gives you many, many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle with the Moss Care program. Now, you can't beat the selection of Moss. They have over 250 new and pre-owned vehicles at their flagship store in Newport Richey. Clean trade-ins are commanding still a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. And, of course, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police officers, as well as church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you for your service to the community. Now, Moss locations are in Newport Richey, that's the flagship store, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue, side-by-side here in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, right there up against the Sun Coast Expressway, Parkway, and they're on the south side of the road. Can't miss them. So stop by, see what they have to offer, or go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, see what they have, and then go that way and schedule an appointment so you can be met and talk about what your next ride might be. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. You know, when we talk about the situation with the new indictment that's come out and the new trial, this makes a total of 78 felony indictments, three different court cases against Donald Trump. And what concerns me, Kyle, is all it takes is conviction on one, and that creates a huge problem and a black eye that'll be with him wherever he goes.
Well, I think either way, the whole thing now is being set up as, well, you know, they're politically persecuting me, you know, the statement you read in the first segment there. So even with the conviction, I would just perchance to think that Donald Trump would say, again, this is, I was railroaded, I never did anything wrong. So he would still build on that politically, one would think. But it would be very hard moving forward. I think there's no doubt about that. Trump is very popular for the primaries right now. But going into the general election, that could be a much harder hill to climb, basically. So we'll see. If it is grudge match, if it's against Joe Biden, that changes the dynamics as well. But one other quick thing, Captain, you were mentioning earlier about we don't know who these co-conspirators are.
Right.
Well, in the indictment itself, it does list the conspirators. Number one is listed as an attorney, and it gives some other details, but they don't mention names, obviously. Co-conspirator number two is an attorney. Three is an attorney. Number four is a Justice Department official. Co-conspirator five is, again, an attorney. And then co-conspirator six is listed as a political consultant. So it's unlikely these people gave talks. You know, they may not be names that we know right off the bat, but they will be revealed, one would think, at some point.
Well, Mike Pence went and let it all hang out yesterday. He issued a fiery statement blasting former President Trump about what happened on January 6th, and Pence left no doubt after Trump was indicted in the January 6th case as to where he stands. He stands on what he did. He said what he did was constitutionally correct. That is true. It's been verified by a number of people. He couldn't just turn around and do what he felt like doing at that particular time in history. And anything that would have led up to him doing that should have already been put in place where, you say, in the Congress.
Well, but the founders never would have ever, I think, wanted one person to be the sole decider that an election was wrong or that somehow it needed to be set aside. I think that they inherently would be against something like that. So, no, Mike Pence couldn't have done that. But at the same time, of course, there are different ways of calling for recertifications. Democrats, I think, have called for checks of state vote counts or these kinds of things. So that in and of itself isn't revolutionary or somehow trying to thwart democracy or anything like that. But the events of January 6th taken in total is what I think most people are going to see as negative.
Well, yeah, and I don't doubt that for a second. Of course, Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law, says that targeting former President Trump is backfiring on the Dems. Well, I don't know that it's exactly backfiring just yet, but I haven't seen any polling numbers that show that Trump's lost any support. I guess that's what she's talking about.
And we'll have to wait here a couple of days at least in order to get some of these instant polls now that the indictment's actually real or, you know, it does actually exist. But for Trump, of course, you know, he's parlaying a lot of this. But the Democrats themselves may have laid it on way, way, way too thick.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it starts to really look like they mm-hmm. are trying to do this for political purposes.
Did you hear what Representative Adam Schiff from your great state of California had to say about all this?
What's that?
He said, for the sake of our democracy, you must convict Donald Trump.
Well, Well, that's also a presupposed conclusion, isn't it? Basically, I still thought maybe Representative Schiff can correct us all on that, but I thought everybody's innocent until proven guilty in our system. Maybe in his system it's different, but it's definitely a foregone conclusion. But at the same time, too, Captain, I think it's important to point out that Trump was listening to his attorneys regarding the election, outcome and this kind of thing. So I think he's going to be able to use that quite extensively in a defense. But at the same time, though, especially with the documents case and so forth, he might have been able to argue that. He might have been able to give the boxes back, argue that he really could keep them. In other words, I think Donald Trump has to be careful not to give ammunition to some of these issues that come up.
Well, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas said that the Trump indictment is election tampering for 2024.
Well, yeah, and he's bringing this out, of course, because, again, what are we going to be talking about? Are we going to be talking about national security? Are we going to be talking about all these important things? Or are we going to be talking about, and, get this, Captain, literally relitigating the 2020 election fraud questions, which to some degree might work to Trump's benefit, but it's all been gone through. In other words, even the Trump team would have to find something pretty new and earth-shattering in order to bring out in all of this. And in one way it could backfire on the Democrats is that Donald Trump would get a huge platform to talk about irregularities that might have occurred in 2020.
And Kamala Harris is obviously a moron. She rejected Ron DeSantis' invite to come and have a chat with him or have a debate, as the case might be, in Florida about the curriculum in the Florida schools. So she turned around and resumed her attack, doing this exact same thing that she was doing before, has paid no attention to the people that have tried to advise her that what she's doing is wrong, and she's out there blasting away.
Well, in true Kamala fashion, I don't think she's going to stand toe-to-toe and debate anybody at this point for anything.
You wouldn't think, now, would you?
Well, no. She has a really hard time as it is in the most friendly of environments.
She has a problem speaking. She must have a word infarction. There's a word for you.
Well, but she sort of talks around things. She doesn't usually sort of zero in on the point or zero in on the argument or zero in on the conclusion of whatever it is she's trying to get you to understand. But it's off-putting in many ways.
All right, I hear the music coming up. That means Patrick Hyland's around the corner. Hang on there, Kyle. And oh, by the way, the secret Chinese lab found in California in the U.S. may indicate preparations for war by the Chinese Communist Party. Wow. Think about that as we go to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice continues to go after presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. After 2.5 years, Trump has been indicted for alleged election interference on January 6. Special counsel Jack Smith said the attack was fueled by lies told by Trump, calling it an, quote, unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy, end quote. Trump's expected to be arraigned in the case on Thursday. A Barack Obama-appointed judge has been assigned to oversee the case. The Hualapai Nation Police Department and the Arizona Department of Public Safety are reporting one person has died after 57 souls on a tour bus near the Grand Canyon West Resort in Arizona flipped onto its side. 8 people were flown to University Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, and are all now listed in fair condition this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before we get to Patrick Hyland and Kyle Warren with more, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and Company, and I've been talking about him for going on 10 years now. And I can tell you that they have got the special of all specials going on right now. Basically, everything they've got on their webpage, everything they've got, MyPillow.com, is marked down. And all you need is a promo code. Well, the promo code is one word, Captain. Yep, one word, Captain. Gets you anything you want on that page for the reduced prices that you'll get. And again, if you want to call them, they've got a 24/7 phone number, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. You get a live person, live voice, answer your questions, take your order right there, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And you name it, they got it. You name it, they got it. MyPillow products like the bed sheets, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the mattresses, the my sleepers, so much more. And, of course, the pillows, buy one, get one on the smaller pillows right now, $19.98. The queen-size pillows are on sale also for $19.98. And you can get the big king-size pillow for $10 more. But you can't do it if you don't go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And while you're over there, the promo code is always the word Captain, and the phone number is 800-641-5459. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who brings it all every time he shows up, and by all, that could be any way you want to interpret it. It's Patrick Heilen, the Sports Zone quarterback.
Good morning, Captain.
Yeah, they're up on the roof. They've been waiting for a little while. It's 81 degrees, mostly clear here at the airport. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye. All right, they've left now. So there's not much of anything going on in the world of sports. So what is going on?
You're a funny man.
I know that. I try to be.
Trade deadline yesterday, and boy, there were a lot of trades. But before we get into the trades, man, I have to take my hat off to Mr. Framber Valdez. He tosses a no-hitter against the good old Cleveland Indians. I mean, Guardians. Anyway, so, you know, give him credit, man. He pitched great. Houston's looking good. And then keep on the Houston talk. They acquire Verlander back from the Mets. So that's gonna help push them, you know, over the limit. The guy's been pitching great the last month. And, you know, it's crazy. The Mets have just done a fire sale. Scherzer and Verlander gone. I mean, they were hoping to put them over the top this year, and then this didn't happen at all. So they're pretty much out of the playoff picture. They're not going to make an effort. And a couple other teams have captured some good players. A lot of teams didn't do anything at all. The Los Angeles Angels pretty much stayed status quo, keeping their players intact. There, Kyle, they're going to make that final push. They got a shot at the wild card and possibly the division, but it's going to be tough. But I'm sure the fans out there in L.A., Anaheim, were very happy with the progress that the Angels have made this year and how they're keeping the team together. Is that fair to say?
I think so very much, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How about the Marlins acquired an infielder, Jack Berger, from the White Sox? The Marlins this year, the surprise team, one of the surprise teams right there with the Baltimore Orioles. Who would have thought the Baltimore Orioles would be leading the AL East back in March? Nobody, Captain. I mean, Kyle, we're not too far from Bradenton, Florida, and Sarasota, Florida, and here in the Tampa Bay area. And the Orioles, you know, train down there now. And nobody was having that talk. They were just hoping to play 500 ball. Now they're hoping to get some World Series like back in the 70s when they had the great Oriole teams with Brooks Robinson and Frank Robinson and the pitching of Jim Palmer. So we'll see what happens with the Orioles this year and what the Tampa Bay Rays are going to do to compete against them, because that's going to be the new story of what's going to be happening. The San Diego Padres out there, Kyle, out in your neck of the woods, made a lot of changes. They're trying to make some things happen here at the Wire and see if they can better their team. Some teams did the right thing just by, in my opinion, bettering their team for the future. And there's a lot to be said for that. Sometimes it's best not to chase the rainbow and just go after, you know, what you have and what you can build on for the future. And some injury news, gentlemen. Bo Bichette, the great shortstop for the Toronto Blue Jays. His dad was a great player in the major leagues, Dante Bichette.
Mm-hmm.
And his knee's looking okay, but they still acquired a shortstop to possibly back him up to help out down the road there if need be. So they're still trying to make it happen. And Captain, you remember this guy, played first base for the Tampa Bay Rays, G-Man Choi. Now, he went from Tampa Bay to Pittsburgh, and now he's going to San Diego in a blockbuster trade. So there was just a lot of things that happened yesterday that were very surprising a little bit to me. I mean, were you surprised at all, Captain, in some of the things that happened in the trades last night?
Be honest with you, I didn't pay any attention to any of it. There's too much news coming out of D.C., and my eyeballs were buried in it.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. You know,
I didn't see anything about sports. I was totally involved in what was going on coming out of D.C., and it's only going to get worse.
Well, is it going to get worse for everybody or just one gentleman, Captain? Let me ask you that question.
All of us. We're all going to suffer as a result of this. All of us. Watch and see.
Yeah, that's not what America's about. You know, we're letting, you know, things happen that are dictating to...
It's called the fundamental transformation of America, and people need to get on the ball and realize what that was all about. It's not one person, it's the whole country.
You know, you have to prepare in sports, and you have to prepare in life, too. Kyle, you know, you being the professor of politics. It just seems to me in the last 10 years it's turned into more of a blood sport instead of a gentleman's sport, and I don't understand that. Am I wrong, the sports guy, looking at it that way? You tell me, please.
No, I don't think so. I think the divisions have got a lot more intense. I think people have dug in on either side, and there's no real middle ground. And it's hard because in times past, it seemed that there was a foundational structure of pretty much common values, and I think that's been eroded, and that makes it much harder.
That's how I see it. Thank you, Kyle. Just, you know, it's not my specialty. I don't pretend to make it my specialty. I've taken more of an interest in it because I've been doing some more reading, because the one article that really hit me hard, former president, you know, said, hey, if you don't take an interest in politics, believe me, they'll take an interest in you. And, you know, 80% of us are pretty much in the middle and just want to make things right for everybody and be true Americans and patriots. And I wish we could get back to that. That's why I love sports. You know, try to make it a level playing field, compete, the better team wins, and what's best for the country should win. And like Captain just said, that's all I try to do, you know, every day. And people that know me can vouch for me, Captain will, when I go to help people out with their insurance needs. You know, that's what you do. You look out what's best for them. You try to help your fellow man out, and you both win. There's a win-win for everybody if you would just sit down and make it happen. You know, I have to represent the insurance company, but I also represent the individual. And you can work together and make it happen. And, you know, if anybody needs that assistance and help, I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you, sit down and see how I can be of help to you and save you some money and get you a better insurance policy. It's that simple. I save people money every day, and I can do the same for you. It's real simple. Just one phone call, 813-966-1052. And Captain can share with you that, you know, I've helped him out and several other people that we all know, and just do the right thing for the right reasons, because that's what it's all about. And I learned that from playing sports. Fair competition, you give your best, you work out hard, you prepare, and then you have a good life and make everybody around you better. So, Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. God bless Cal. And again, my phone number is 813-966-1052. Anybody out there needs any assistance, please give me a call.
You're coming down to the golf course on Thursday, by the way? Are you coming down to the golf course?
I'm going to do my best, Captain.
Okay.
It just depends, you know, on my scheduling, on how that occurs today. I'm waiting on some things.
Okay.
But I'd like to love it down there. Thanks,
right.
Cap. God bless you and Kyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Okay, Cap Patrick Hyde on the insurance quarterback, the Sports Zone quarterback. Go over to Facebook and follow him at the Sports Zone. Find out about the radio show and other things that go on there, too. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. What's on my mind is that this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been a sponsor on this station since just about the first day I put my foot on the radio dial. Now, the best of the best when you need something pertaining to blinds, shades, and shutters is Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They absolutely, positively can get anything done in that area of expertise that you need to have done. I've worked with them for years, and I know exactly what they can do and can't do, and they'll tell you. They can come to you and take a look at what you have to do, or you can come to them and buy the parts and the pieces or whatever you need to do what you want to. That's fine. And if you're out of the area, if you're out of state, let's say, you're out of the area, one of the things that you can do is you can actually get a hold of them by calling them at 941-922-2345. Their number again, 941-922-2345. And maybe they got some parts that you might want to get, or you're looking for something or whatever, and they can send it right to you wherever you're at, anywhere around the country. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop in, or again, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, simply the best at what they do. From installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call first. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, make sure you tell him. All military personnel and all firefighters, police, and EMS personnel get a discount there. Okay, first of all, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
All right, I do believe we've got Brandon Rimes on the phone. Let me make sure. Good morning. Is this Brandon?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle.
Okay. I'm looking at the business report here, and the manufacturing recession, they're saying, may have hit bottom. I was watching where there's housing starts that have stopped around the country, and I took a drive the other day. We were down there in Lakewood Ranch, and once again, this is my point that I use for Florida. They haven't stopped building, period, anywhere in Lakewood Ranch. They are just going full speed ahead.
Yeah, it's one of the hottest pockets in the country, along with Pasco, Hernando counties as well. So, we're in a hot spot where we're based out of. And even the rest of the country, one thing to look at, and yeah, you're right on manufacturing, the offshoring of jobs. For decades has hampered our country. But I think there's a worrisome, in the commercial loan sector. There's a lot of commercial loans that are going to be coming due. And, I think it's something that most people don't realize the amount of impact, because commercial loans traditionally were known as AAA investments. They were known as like top tier, top tier investments. And even you have life insurance companies, pension plans holding a majority of commercial loans. They would have a large percentage of that in their portfolio. So if you kind of project that out over the next two or three years, we could be looking at some pretty major issues and ripple effect of these commercial loans coming due. And then, that could be something that's going to rival. I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad as the 08 issue, because that was more of a mainstream. But there are a lot of commercial loans and being held by other banks and portfolios. The number is around 38% to 40% of the commercial loans. So that's one of the areas that I would be concerned about in the economy going forward.
Well, here's something. Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, thanks, Captain. Yeah, so Brandon, when these loans reset, and presumably they go up to the higher interest rates, so then commercial property owners or investors, are they going to just kick in more money from their own reserves, or do you think they'll eventually either lose these properties or just walk away from them?
Yeah, I mean, it could be both, and potentially, and the challenge is because of the work from home mentality and, the Zoom capabilities of the American workforce now, and people are moving, living where they want to live, working for that same corporation that may be based in another county or area. And the economist I was listening to the other day, he was talking about how difficult it would be to repurpose, let's say, for example, a big building downtown that used to be office space. The labor intensive, the money intensive that it would take to repurpose that into what we know we need is housing. We know a lot of people need housing, but it'd be a very big undertaking, and the cost of doing so would potentially put, I believe what's going to happen is you're going to see defaults, and then banks are going to have to write that down. And, we know it's about 40% of their portfolio. So how much is that going to affect some of these larger or even smaller regional banks? I think that's going to be the question.
Well, we're seeing it in California, aren't we, Kyle?
Well, not just California, but you've got, commercial properties all over the place. But to Brandon's point, I think the cities are the ones that are going to have the biggest problem. They have these big office buildings, and people aren't returning, and companies are having a devil of a time trying to get people to come back to work at the office for that office culture.
Mm. Well, I got one for you, Brandon. I didn't know this, but here it is right here in front of me. Construction spending has risen in June as government projects, wait till you hear this one, as government projects have hit a record high.
Yeah, I can see that. Of course, they have all this money that they printed and the quantitative easing. And speaking of that, the rates towards the end of the year, whenever you think about this bubble we just described, I think what they're going to try to do is push rates down towards the end of the year so they get leverage going into the reelection campaign or, you know, to the economy for that next year push. But who knows what's going to happen on the political front with all of this, you know, this Devin Archer testimony.
I got about a minute left, but it all starts with the price of energy, the price of oil, the price of gasoline, and it's up again, headed for $3 a gallon at the refinery, which is not good news for the pump prices.
Yeah, and our strategic oil reserve is the lowest it's been in the history of our country, all thanks to Biden, bumbling, crooked Biden, pumping out our oil reserves, putting us in vulnerability for a potential war. And there could be, you know, a lot of people are murmuring about this Taiwan situation, World War III potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're in a weak position now with our weak fake president, illegitimate president.
All right, tell us about what you do, please. You got about 30 seconds.
Yes, thank you much. I appreciate it. So my wife, Lindsay, and I own a top 100 ranked real estate team here in Tampa Bay. But we can help you worldwide in any county, any city in the country, in the world, Keller Williams Realty. So give us a call at 813-917-1894. My name is Brandon Rimes, the real estate quarterback is our show. That's the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com. And 813-917-1894, consumerqb.com. And we appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Brandon Rimes, consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. By the way, Kyle, where am I going to be tomorrow? Where am I going to be tomorrow? You want to hear?
I want to hear.
Here we go. Now you're going to hear.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and, of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And Mary in St. Pete said she was going to hop on her paddleboard and paddle from St. Pete down there to Bradenton.
Well, that is very, very cool.
And that'll be something to see the paddleboard going, and there she goes, going south. All right. No, we're looking forward to that. That's our new Thursday, first of the month spot down there, and we're going to see how everything works out. It's not that far out of the way. It's actually easier to get to than Mixon's was. Go figure.
Well, no, that's really a good plus.
This is right off the interstate. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people are going to have a great time.
Yeah, we are, because we got a river to look at, we got a golf course to watch, we got music, we got great food. I mean, gee whiz, what else you want?
Yep, you got it all right there. So come on out and see the Captain. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go because the music's coming up in my ear. We'll talk to you tonight in the Redidio. Thanks for hanging in there and being around. Appreciate your help, and we'll be back again tomorrow with you and more.
My pleasure, Captain. Take care out there.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I'm going to take a little break and get my table here cleaned up and get the stuff off that needs to be removed so the next crew can come in and do what they need to do with their radio show and whatnot. And I will be back tonight, same time, same place, 2 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. It's a four-hour show. We're on till 6. If you don't get it till 6, well, pick it up on the internet or the stream or the podcast. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.